Okay, we're going to see how many of you big kids we lose on leaving out the deep, okay? And why there's a fountain flowing, and why there's a fountain flowing, and why. Okay, you can all be seated for a second. I'm going to let you expend a little of your energies on, if you're saved and you know it, say amen, okay? First time through is going to be say amen. Second time through, nod your head. Third time through, clap your hands. Fourth time through, do all three, okay? If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're saved and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're saved and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're saved and you know it, nod your head. If you're saved. We caught a few of you. Your head. If you're saved and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're saved and you know, nod your head. Now you can clap your hands. If you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. If you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. If you're saved and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. I'm getting pretty tricky now, all three, okay? If you're saved and you know it, do all three.
Amen.
If you're saved and you know it, do all three.
Amen.
If you're saved and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're saved and you know it, do all three.
Amen.
Okay, last chorus, we want you all to stand again. And if you're sitting by your girlfriend, this will come in handy. Get a partner beside you while we sing When We All Pull Together. Okay. When we all pull together, 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 when we all pull together, how happy we'll be. For your work is my work and our work. God's work, when we all pull together, how happy we'll be. We're going to have to sing it one more time. Maybe you can turn around and face the overflow back there. We had very limited participation back there. One more time for the benefit of them back there, okay? When we all pull together, 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 when we all pull together, how happy we'll be. For your work is my work, and our work is God's work. When we all pull together, how happy we'll be. Thank you. You may be seated.
Reading from Mark 10, 13 through 16. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and bless them.
Lord, I need your help, Lord. You know I need your help, Lord. Oh, thank you.
Okay, kids, remember you're in church, you're in God's house, now let's keep it cool, okay? Okay, now you sit down and I'm going to give you your handwork for today, okay? Melanie, would you like to put their name tags on? Oh, some of you are doing such a good job. Now, don't use too much glue. You only need just a tiny bit. Boy, you're doing such a good job. Because you're only here one time. You only get one every time you come. Did you find your... You only get one, Elaine. Just one. Now, you be nice. Don't put the marker on them because it just might stay on there. They're being so good today. I'm just so proud of them. But usually at Bible Club, they're a lot better than this. They really are. These are the worst kids I've ever had. But usually we start off by having songs, and then we have prayer, and then we have a Bible story, memory verse. And, yes, I have to go potty. You do? Can't you wait just a little bit? Pretty soon it'll be time to go home. I'm sure you can wait. You're such a big girl. Okay, good for you. Okay, you just about done? Boy, we're going to have a really neat story today. What? Oh, it's really pretty. Pretty soon it'll be a really... Oh, yeah, you got more to it because you came more often. Okay, you just about ready? We're going to have a story. What are they doing? Oh, you guys, you be nice. Richard, you be nice. Remember, this is God's house. Melanie, that's not where the name tag... Okay. Okay, you did you put it... Did you give everybody a name tag?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't give
it. Oh, thank you. You're so nice.
I don't know if I can wait. There you go. Please don't get it on my material.
T-A-H-E-R. There you go.
Oh, you're a good speller. Well, you know, Miss Newton is going to tell us a story once Melanie sits down. Yeah, wouldn't you like that? Oh, she tells all kinds of neat stories. Where is she at? Maybe she... Oh, she's here already. Now, you just be real quiet. You're going to do real good. And, Debbie, would you like to go pick up all the pretty pictures and so we'll have it for next week? Real good. Okay, now remember you're in God's house, so you're going to be quiet, aren't you? Miss Newton?
And shiny faces. Oh, yes. Don't mess with her, man. Okay. Let's have it cool. Sorry about that. But we don't let anybody mess with the doll, okay? Let me see. Where am I going to put this thing? Okay, let's put it up there. High. Not too high. I'm not that tall. Attention cookies will have to wait. Let's keep it calm,
fellas and girls.
Where do you think I am, lady?
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, it won't do anything.
Help.
Is that better? Maybe that'll stay right there, okay? Okay. Oh. Isn't this fun? Oh. Well, Susie, say hello to the kids. That's part of the act. Oh, I think it's so great to be a part of Bible Club. Isn't it, kids? Oh. Hey, Shirley, I have a question.
Oh, well, go ahead and ask it. I won't promise the answer, but I'll try.
What does M-I-G stand for? M-I-G, Mig, Mig, you know, Mig, 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 Mig.
That's Mig.
Okay, have it your way.
Listen now, that stands for mission in groups. Oh, what group is doing their stuff today? Well, it's the children and youth MIG today. Oh, that's nice. What are all those other people doing out there? Well, they're just looking on. I'm scared. Well, now you just relax. My knees are knocking. Well, now you just calm down and relax. They're not even together. How can they knock? Well, you know how the old cliche goes. Unscared sitless. Well, now you just calm down and remember that we're here to minister to the boys and girls. Oh, here we go, kids. Let's sing, shall we? Let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Okay, we'll all sing Jesus Loves Me. Can you sing Jesus Loves Me? Do you know it? If you'll all take your hands out of your mouths, that'll be fine. We'll all sing it, okay? Oh, boy. Jesus loves me, this I know. The Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The title tells me so. Shirley? Oh, Shirley.
What?
Don't fall off the stool.
Oh, okay.
Now, let's get at it, shall we?
Let's get at it? What do you mean, let's get at it? We've been here for a few minutes already. We're getting busy.
Oh, I mean, let's get at the story.
It's story time, kids. Oh, do you like stories? Treats will have to wait until after the story. Now, do I have your attention? Susie's going to tell a story. All of you sit real comfortable like now. You're too much. Okay. Oh, you're just wonderful, really. Here we go.
Once upon a time.
No, that's not the way we tell Bible stories.
Oh, then why don't you tell it?
Well, no, it's your job to tell the Bible story.
Okay. Do you know what?
I can't imagine.
Once upon a time.
I told you not to use once upon a time.
There was a king, but before he became a king, he was a little boy.
Oh, a little boy. I wonder if he was in the Old Testament, boys and girls, or in the New Testament. Wonder which book he lived in, which time period.
Oh, he lived in the Old Testament times. You know what his name was?
Oh no, I'll just wait in here, okay? What his name was? And maybe the boys and girls will remember if we say it real slow.
His name was Josiah. Josiah.
You know, something like Joseph, but Josiah. Don't you remember the story of Josiah? Well, that's good, because now we're going to tell it.
Oh, little Josiah lived in a palace. His father was the king.
Do any of you have a father who is a king?
No.
You live in a castle? His home is a castle, that's fine. But that's not the kind of castle we're talking about. This is an Old Testament kingdom. And this is an Old Testament king, and they lived in big, ornate palaces.
I thought you were going to let me tell the story.
Well, I was until I got carried away.
Oh, cut that out.
All right, we'll cut it out. Not right now, but later, okay? I have no scissors with me at present. Oh, well, let me see now. Let's go on with the story.
Oh, yeah, well, this is the best part. Okay. What's the best part about this little boy who lived in a big palace? He was the son of a king.
But best of all, he loved God. And he wanted his life to count for God. He was only 8 years old at the time.
Boy, how many of you are 8 years old? Are you 8 years old? Oh, this, isn't that nice? You know how Josiah felt then, don't you? Sure. Josiah wanted to serve the Lord.
Okay, now, what's going on over there? I want to continue the story.
Okay, we'll continue the story.
Josiah was very happy in the palace, and each day he decided in his heart that he would do something nice for God.
Have you done something nice for God today?
Oh, you have? That's good.
Do you pray and read your Bible?
Yeah.
Josiah prayed and read his Bible. And then when he grew up, wow, he did grow up. Was he handsome?
Oh, when he grew up, he was just a nice, handsome man. You know what they look like, don't you? Oh, my, he was tall.
Who's telling this story?
You are supposed to be.
Okay, then. Keep quiet.
All right, I'll try.
He was a tall and handsome king. And he said one day when he looked at the house of God, he said, "Boy, it needs some paint."
He said the house of God needed some paint.
And he said it needs some repairs.
He must have been very observing to see that the house of God needed attention.
So he decided to have some workmen do that. And you know what?
What? I can't imagine.
Well, while they were working, they found God's word. That made Josiah so happy.
Yeah. Wasn't it Shaphan the scribe who came and brought God's wonderful book to King Josiah? And he said, "Josiah, look what I have found, Your Majesty. I have found God's word." And Josiah wanted to hear what was in God's word. And so they stopped the work right there and they sat down and they read God's word. And they had a beautiful time. And you know, God said some wonderful things in his word.
There you go. Getting carried away again. I'm supposed to tell the story.
Okay.
Oh, then you know what they did?
What else did they do? What do you suppose King Josiah did when he found out that there were lots of things in God's word that he never heard before? Why, he said, "The people don't know this. I have got to tell the people."
So he called an assembly, just like we have here, huh?
Yeah, he called a big assembly. And in the middle of the assembly, they read the word of God to the people. And do you know what the people did?
Oh, they said, "I'm sorry for my sins. God is not pleased with me." And everybody knelt to pray.
And what happened then?
A big revival in the land, and all the people came and prayed and gave their hearts to God and made King Josiah very happy. And the Bible says that there was not another king like him in all the time of the people of Israel. Boy, he was certainly a groovy king, wasn't he? He was a real winner.
A revival? That is a time when everybody gets saved and people get filled with the Spirit. That's when they get saved, they ask Jesus to come and live in their hearts. Well, anyway, we just ask Jesus to come and live with us. That's what it is. He doesn't really come in and live in our hearts. you know, in a body, but he comes in to be with us and like us, like him. He helps us to be like him. That's what I want to say. Oh, boy, am I confused. Anyway, his Holy Spirit comes into our hearts and lives and helps us to be like Jesus. And when Jesus lives in our hearts, we're good boys and girls. He helps us to know what to do, what's right, what's wrong, you know, all that stuff. All that good stuff, okay? So when there was a revival in the land, people who didn't know God came and they bowed and they got to know God. They repented of their sins and they decided that they weren't living right. And it made King Josiah so happy. Then the work of the palace, you know, the repairs and the paint and everything went on and got finished. And they had a real good time in the Lord. Some of them were never before brought to God's house and didn't know what God's word had to say. Why, it was really great. And I guess that a revival really is new interest in the things of God. New interest in God's word, in prayer, in all those nice things, you know, the things of God. Going to Sunday school, going to Bible club, and what have you. You understand? I sure hope so. You know, King Josiah was a good example to us because we're still boys and girls, huh? That's right. And he lived for God when he was a boy. So we can live for God when we're young, like King Josiah, can't we? And you know, when King Josiah grew up, everybody everywhere respected him because he was a man of God. And that's really what this is all about. We want to teach boys and girls how to be men and women of God, how to love God's word and know it, how to pray, how to relate to the Lord Jesus Christ and have him for your personal friend, all that good stuff, you know, because we're Christians, and Christians have the best things in life, don't they, boys and girls? Amen. And everybody said, amen. I sure hope you enjoyed the story this morning. Now Susie's going to sing for you, okay? You want her to sing for you? Are you sure? No, that's what I thought. So just because you're not sure, she'll sing.
I love Jesus, does he know? Have I ever told him so? Jesus likes to hear me say that I love him every day. Yes, I love Jesus. Yes, I love Jesus. Yes, I love Jesus. In God bless you, everyone. See you next week.
Want to tell her thank you? You go sit down. I know what you're going to ask. Go sit down. You just a few more minutes, then you can go. Just a few more minutes. You can go sit down. Did you tell her thank you, children? Real good. Now, it's just about time to go, and so I want you to be real quiet. And who would like to come and pray and say, Jesus be with us as we go home? Would you like to, Elaine? Would you? Oh, Jesus just loves to hear you talk to him. Come on, Elaine. Oh, you're going to do such a good job. Jesus just loves to hear you talk to him. Okay. Okay, you close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Jesus, thank you for this day, and thank you for Bible class. And we just love you. We thank you for Joyce. Amen.
Very good. Now we're going to have somebody else come and talk to us.
Oh, brother, I have the interesting task of trying to put you in a serious mood. I'll tell you about Children's Orthopedic Hospital Outreach, which is part of Children Youth MIG. Once a month, we go to the Children's Orthopedic Hospital. And once we get there, we have several things that we do. The first thing we do is go up to the rooms and get the children and bring them down to the Sunday school service that they have. And I mean literally bring the children down, because most of them can't walk. Most of them are in wheelchairs, maybe in little beds that we wheel down. And most of the kids, many of the kids, this is their first contact with a Sunday school service. And some of the kids, sometimes the chaplain will point out the ones, some of the kids, this will be their last contact with a Sunday school service. The hospital has kind of a high rate of turnover with kids moving in and out. They're very sick, and with kids dying. And so often it's a one-shot time, that we can reach these kids. And once they're down in the Sunday school service, the workers that come from the college assist in the service. They help lead songs or tell a story. Or basically they keep the kids quiet and still, because these kids are really restless. And when the Sunday school service is over, that's when our most important time comes. We go around to the rooms, and this is a point where we have personal contact with the kids. And it's important because these kids are crying out inside for just a little bit of love. These kids come from broken homes. They come from homes where maybe the parents have shunned them because of their illness. They come from homes where the parents have beat them. And these kids are crying out for love. And they're crying out for the kind of love that Christ has given us. And he's given us that love for the purpose of sharing it with someone else. And it's a real challenge to try and share Christ's love with them, because you can't go up to a child who can look out the window and can see all the little kids running and playing in the sunshine, who can look at you walk in with two legs and two arms and whole, you're not wheeling yourself in on a chair, and to say Jesus loves you. It doesn't work. You've got to show the kids Christ's love before you ever tell them what it is you're trying to show them. And it's a real challenge to try and do that. But the reason we're going is because we think it's a biblical challenge. As was read earlier in Mark 10:14, Jesus said, "Permit the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God." And in Matthew chapter 18, verses 4 through 6, it says, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones who believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanging around his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." This is why we go to the Children's Orthopedic Hospital. And this is why we have outreaches such as Bible clubs. And why they're going to the special ed school. Because there's children who are not too young to make a decision for Christ. There's children who, even if we're not shooting for a decision for Christ, who just need a little bit of Christ's love that he's given us. And that's the reason behind Children's Orthopedic Outreach and the Children's Youth MIG.
I'm scared. I really am. I'm supposed to take the offering, and I have a problem. I don't got the same problem. My baby here, last time she was in chapel, you may have remembered her, and this boy, he was a brat. He tried to grab her from me, and you know what he did? He broke her neck right there, and I didn't have a doctor. So I had to just tape it up, and we had to take it to the hospital. And so, it's okay, she's all better now. Anyway, we have to pay the doctor bill. No, really. This is a WOM chapel, and it's WOM offering, and we're way behind in what our pledges are supposed to be. And so if the ushers would please take their places. Richard's going to lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for filling our pocketbooks. And Lord, we pray that you would
poem I'd like to read to you. It's part song and part poem, but before I read it, I'd just like to say, as we go home for Christmas, many times we think of ministering to our parents or our brothers and sisters that are older, but I'd like to just encourage you to minister to the little kids that you'll come in contact over Christmas vacation. You know, as families gather together, there's many age groups, but think of the little kids and try to minister to them too, okay? Children live what they learn. Children live what they learn. Children learn what they live. Teach them to weigh the love in their hearts, and they'll find love in the world. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with critics, he learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with calling, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to have confidence. If a child lives with praise, he learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with success and friendship, he learns to find love in the world. Children live what they learn. Children learn what they live. Teach them to weigh the love in their hearts, and they will find love in the world.
We had a problem again. As the advisor for this Children and Youth MIG, it is my privilege this morning to tell you that if you would like to get involved in this type of ministry to children and to youth, which is a very satisfying kind of ministry, we have students who are ministering at Children's Orthopedic Hospital. They are ministering at the special education school down here, just down the street a ways. They are ministering in Bible clubs and so on. And if you would like to get involved, just feel free to get in touch with us, and we'll sure be happy to put you to work. This is a wonderful way of ministering for the Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we all bow our hearts to pray? Our wonderful Lord, this morning we do thank you for the presentation given by the students who are engaged in ministry in the Children and Youth MIG. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them. We pray, O God, that the work of this outreach will be a great one. We pray that souls will be saved and many will be reached for Christ. We pray that lives will be changed. And, O Lord, we do pray that you will cause many of the students here to feel a burden to minister to the children and the youth of the world. For we realize, Lord, that we must reach them today, because today's children are tomorrow's adults. And we pray, Lord, that you will help us as we carry this burden, as we try to do this work, that you will use us in reaching the children who are lost in this world. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to help us to do the work that you have given us to do, and that is the gospel work, to tell that Jesus Christ has come to save and is concerned about the lost. Now, Lord, have your way. In this day we pray, and we'll not forget to give thee all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.